It's 91.7 KXT. Dawes back with us today once again, playing this evening a good records here in Dallas. Man, thanks for coming back again.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. Can you just go ahead and start with a song?
All right.
Headset in a chair, and to the music I watch flight attendants move. They are pointing out the exits, but it looks more like a prayer or an ancient dance. Their bloodline reaches through. These planes are good for sipping through. The warriors from the men, I get time to sit and watch them for a while. See everywhere they're going and everywhere they've been, and how they look out at the clouds each time they smile. And I think maybe he's in town for someone's birthday. Well, maybe he makes trouble everywhere, but as much as he resists the conversation between the rivers and the freeway, knows it's always there. As the Northwest Passage sits somewhere below me as I sleep, I dream of captains and explorers eating boots. When I ask if I can join them and they offer one to me, I wake up as my home comes into view. So I reach down for my notebook to see what impressions could be spun, but it's just buildings and a million swimming pools. So I leaf back through the pages to see where I am from, or for some crumbled map of what it's leading to. And I find that the hero in the song that I am writing, no, he's just an image of myself. But as much as I resist the conversation between the rivers and the freeways, he's somehow always asking them for help. Someone's hair. 'Cause when you don't know where you are going, any road will take you there. So maybe I'm in town for someone's birthday. Or maybe I make trouble everywhere. But as much as I resist the conversation between the rivers and the freeways, I know it's always there. I know it's always there. I know it's always there. Thank you.
Nicely done, nicely done. It's Dawes in the studio with us today. Nice job. And that's from the new album called Stories Don't End. Comes out April 9th, independently released. Your first album to release independently, your own label.
Yeah, Hub Records.
So, obviously there's a difference in the music on the new album. And now that you've done an album that will be released on your own label, is there stuff that you got to do with Stories Don't End that you maybe wanted to do with the other two but didn't get to do?
The first two records we released on ATO Records, and I feel like there's definitely a stigma, even something that we grew up with, where you think, I'm going to grow up and be in a band, but I'm going to fight tooth and nail against any label that tries to change the way I am. Whereas that was never the case with ATO. We made our first record before we even met them, and then we made the second record with their support in every way. Like there's never a point where we're like, well, we got to please the powers at large. That wasn't as much of a factor in it, but I do feel like we grew a lot as individuals and as a band, just with wanting to widen our vocabulary and try certain things, certain rhythms and chords and words that we never have before. Just I feel like it's always this balancing act for a band, because everybody gets the itch and they want to try new things, but they also want to stay true to not only play to their strengths, but also not be some bizarre band when you come back and everyone's like, what happened to you guys? So yeah. I feel like this record, I mean, I think we're very proud of the fact that it kind of bridges that, where it's definitely new and a step forward in some direction, but at the same time, still very clearly a Dawes record.
Yeah, for sure. And you went down to South by Southwest, played a dozen or so shows.
Yeah.
Down there. We got to hear you guys Friday live. How was your time down there?
It was great. I mean, it was busy as hell, but it was really, really special. I didn't even know if we were going to get through it. We only play so many shows a week, just to save ourselves for longer tours. But there we just played 13 shows in 7 days and we actually got through it, and it was totally fine. We by the end of it, we were definitely wiped out, and that's carried a little over a little bit into today.
Despite that, you guys sound great. We really appreciate you coming by after that grueling. It's the Olympics for musicians, really.
Right. Truly.
So we appreciate you that. And we'd love to hear another song from the album.
Cool. This is Something in Common. Start with the alarm clock. Every dream gets stopped before the end. And with each bit I remember, somehow the details blend together, and I'm left with a message I don't comprehend. I've lost contact with the great beyond again. And as I stare over my breakfast and out into the street, I find that sorrow I've been chasing way too often, that the man that stands in front of you is not the sum of all his dreams, but I'm hoping they've got something in common. I'm hoping they've got something in common. Love attacks and then surrenders. The things I mean the most when I say her name. And if he ever speaks of me casually, I hope he does so carefully. 'Cause when you've loved somebody,
best kept secrets are the ones I didn't know I had. So I couldn't even tell her if I wanted that the way that she remembers me is not the way I really am. But I'm hoping they've got something in common. I'm hoping they've got something in common. I'm hoping they got something in common. So I feel like a man behind a camera who waits patiently for something he won't see. I need to stop giving suggestions and just illuminate the question. That seems much more accurate to me. To keep the frame as wide as it can be. 'Cause all the love and friends and happiness that ever came my way revealed itself the moment I stopped watching. 'Cause it's not faith that comes from miracles, but miracles that come from faith. And I'm sure that they got something in common. I know that they've got something in common. I know that they've got something in common.
Wonderful. Nice. Thanks. Job. It's Dawes in the studio with us. Something in Common, a new song, new album, Stories Don't End, comes out April 9th. You guys are in town after a long job at South by Southwest, and here to play good records tonight on Lower Greenville. So So, you know, you're doing a tour of indie record stores, including tonight's show. Do you like playing in more intimate settings? And, you know, how do you feel an audience connects with you in a place like that compared to, like, a bigger venue or outside?
It's definitely a different experience. I mean, like, it's not like these are the venues we... It's not like that's our favorite kind of show. Obviously, we like getting the big amps and the big keyboard rig and getting loud as well. But it is really cool to do it all, like, to really balance it, to, like, read a room and then play accordingly and set up accordingly. You know, our tour doesn't start for a little while. We do some support dates with Bob Dylan,
yeah,
which will be
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. How did you, that's real exciting too. How did you react when you heard you're going to be touring with Bob Dylan?
We all had a really hard time wrapping our heads around it, actually. I mean, it just didn't seem like that was ever, anything like that involving him was ever going to happen. But we're truly honored. I mean, he's Bob Dylan.
Are you influenced by his songwriting?
Absolutely. Like, he's, I feel like anyone dealing with words at this point in songs has a lot to give up to him. So, definitely a big influence.
And when you're writing, first of all, you're a terrific songwriter. You get a great voice too. Do songs come easy to you?
No. I mean, when I have an idea, for me, it takes like I was sitting on the title Something in Common and like what I wanted to do with that as a song and like how I was going to flesh out that idea like for a long time before I could, like, you know, I just kind of kept it in my notebook and waited till I kind of knew what I was going to do about it. So, and then once it gets started, I feel like, okay, now I have the idea, I have the structure, I have this, you know, in this case, the main line. So then it comes easier. I'm not the kind of guy that like, and even, you know, hearing stories about Bob Dylan where he just writes a song in a day or something or in 10 minutes, like that doesn't happen for me. It's a much different kind of process.
Where are you writing to? I mean, you guys are so busy. You're always touring and recording. Where do you write?
With this album, I started really getting into it once touring slowed down for Nothing Is Wrong. Like, I think there was a good 10 months where I didn't even write a song. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to the day where I can start writing on tour. Like, so far, like, I mean, you know, for most of our, we've been a band for 6 years, and for a lot of that, we've just been in vans, and we've all been in, like, you know, just clumped together at all times, so it's hard to, like, break out a guitar and try to get after a song. So now, you know, touring, we're fortunate enough that we're touring's a little bit easier. We all, you know, we've been touring on buses and stuff, and I feel like that kind of thing will make it easier to pick up a guitar and go be by myself.
Well, once again, Dawes in the studio with us today. The Stories Don't End is the name of the new album. Comes out April 9th. See him tonight at Good Records. You guys, thank you so much once again.
Thanks for having us.
And Taylor, lead vocal. Griffin on the drums, your brother, Griffin. Tay on the keyboard and Wiley on the bass. Man, thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah.
Take us out with one more song.
Grab your cigarettes and follow me out of the living room. And I'll get drunk enough to tell you how I feel about the men you love and how they all seem to get the best of you. 'Cause if I don't say these things, you know someone will. If that look in your eyes as I slowly go through the evidence gives any insight into the void you can't get filled, then your heart is bigger than any that I've come up against. And if nobody's loved you enough, I know now someone will. Los Angeles, when you think you see the outline of the beast up in the hills, well, you might be sitting beside the only person that you could face it with. But if you don't want me after tonight, someone will. I have to believe that someone will.
Thanks, everybody.